James Garfield was born in Ohio in 1831. Fatherless at two, he later drove canal boat teams, somehow earning enough money for an education. He graduated from Williams College in Massachusetts in 1856 and later returned to Ohio as a classics professor. Within a year, he was made its president. He served 200 days as the 20th President of the United States before being assassinated in 1881. Garfield was elected to the Ohio Senate in 1859 as a Republican. During the succession crisis, he argued for strengthening the Union. In 1862, when Union military victories had been few, he successfully led a brigade in Kentucky against Confederate troops. Ohioans elected him to Congress. He repeatedly won re-election for 18 years, 9 terms, and became the leading Republican in the House. At the 1880 Republican Convention, Garfield became the Dark Horse nominee. In the presidential election, Garfield defeated the Democratic nominee, General Winfield Scott Hancock, by a majority of only 10,000 popular votes. As president, Garfield successfully managed a national debt crisis. He also appointed several African Americans to prominent positions in his administration. On July 2, 1881, President Garfield was on his way to Williams College, where he was due to make a speech. As he walked through a Washington railway station, he was shot twice by an assassin, Charles J. Guiteau, and mortally wounded. He lay in the White House for weeks before dying from an infection and internal bleeding on September 19. He was 49. His final words were, "My work is done."